Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time left.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time just for you and for me to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork, now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I can open my mouth just a little bit wider today. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Friday morning, it's Real Women, Real Talk. But before we get there, we've got to remind you about our babies. I have dubbed them yesterday our babies. make sure that you help all of our kids to get to school safely, not only this morning, but every morning that's a school day. Remember to watch out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. So if you're traveling in, we would ask that you slow down, stay engaged, stay off of mobile devices as you're traveling in. As kids are standing at bus stops waiting for buses, waiting for pickup, kids are traveling through school zones, walking, trying to get across streets. Help our crossing guards and our resource officers make sure that that's a safe journey. And make sure that you remain safe. You know what? It's Friday. It feels good. Everybody feels good on Friday. This is the day that we all love to love. But you know, as we get closer and closer to Christmas, it seems to be just a deluge of traffic and people everywhere. So we want to encourage you that, you know what, this is the time of the year for joy and love and peace and all of those things. So that means that we've got to be forgiving on the road as well. 12 days, 15 hours, only a few minutes and few seconds until Christmas. And you know what? It feels really, really good. It's cold outside, but not extremely freezing cold. You know what? The temperatures have kind of subdued themselves. So as you're traveling in this morning, make sure that kids have a light jacket on. It's supposed to rain, just not sure. But you know what? This is the kind of weather where you just don't know. You know, it's that weather where everybody is sick. And all of the real women this morning, for the first time ever, are joining me in tea time. So we're having a good, warm cup of tea. Excuse me, it's 11 days, 16 hours, 13 minutes, and 41 seconds until Christmas. And I think everybody is awaiting Christmas. You know what? I'm feeling so much better this morning. I'm feeling like I can literally, Dr. Rochelle, open my mouth just a little bit wider. I don't feel loopy this morning. But I'm trying to make sure that I take care of my mouth and my face. And I'm trying to make sure that there's no dry socket in there. But I'm going to tell you, having that wisdom tooth out after all those years, it can be a beast. But you know what? No worries. I'm still on point. You're on point. And this segment is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage, where dreams come true. Listen, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage are here. They're waiting for your phone call. If you're a first-time home purchaser or you just want to refinance, get those rates lower, especially into the new year, or you're just wanting to invest, all you've got to do is phone 318-561-8020. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. And don't forget about UDB Insurance. In fact, we're sitting in today so that we personally can successfully navigate the Affordable Care Act. And we're going to tell you how it happens for us. We know that Wesley is amazing, and we want to connect you to him and UDB Insurance. For a free consultation, the number to phone 318-445-9359. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, so much is happening down in the parish. That is Avoyelles Parish, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. And don't forget about Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, introducing the Incarnate Word Community Clinic. It's located at 3351 Masonic Drive, right here in Alexandria. It's urgent care. No appointment is necessary. Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from noon until 6. Here's the number for more information. It's 318-448-6800. For appointments and information, 318-448-6800. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It's 7:48 a.m. Central Standard, 8:48 Eastern. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with our panel of ladies right after this. Stay with us, everybody. The Affordable Care Act.
Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org. R473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time, just for you and for me, to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you, he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it?
A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On One Walk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Feels good, feels good.
Hey, it's Friday, it's December the 13th, and it's somebody's birthday today.
Whose birthday?
I'm looking right across the...
Is it Big D? Oh, wait, let me, can I give him my happy...
Absolutely.
Okay. This is a style from Marilyn Monroe. Get yourselves ready. You ready?
Let's get ready.
Uh-oh. Go, Lisa.
Stand up. Stand up. Do we need to bring... What do we need? Do we need...
No,
a little,
girl. We ready. You ready?
Oh, bring it down. Bring it down.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Big D. Happy birthday to you.
Go, Lisa. Go, Lisa. Oh, go, Lisa. I feel like it's your birthday.
Now,
what?
Baby, it's Big D's birthday.
Lisa Campo, girl.
That
makes me want to unbutton my sweater.
I'm telling you, she's
Big D, you got to say something about that, even on Real Women Real Talk. Have you ever heard happy birthday saying to you like that? In a word.
You know, I got my blonde hair going on this morning.
Y'all, I had to scream on my wisdom tooth, Dr. Rachelle. Oh, my God. You are amazing. You are simply amazing. You know what? You know what don't the real women do?
That's things we won't discuss on the radio.
You know what? Every time that I am in the company of real women, I am always, always blessed. And this morning, we're joined, of course, by Lisa. Let me see.
David's done got hot.
Lisa
with the air on.
My husband done got hot. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Got to turn the air conditioner on in here. Lisa Songstress Campo is what I'm going to call you. It is coming, baby.
Don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is, but we know that you are on the floor of the birthing room. And Lamia, I'm not going to call her Pitbull anymore. I'm going to call her Lamia Filtering Solomon.
She's the transformer in this group.
She is the transformer every single day. She even looks different, doesn't she?
She does.
It's
She's
that radiant. Red hair.
Is it that red
it's
hair?
It's that red hair. I got to be who he want me to be when he want me to be it.
Oh, goodness. I don't know. You
that
guys,
mini hat.
You guys are naughty this morning. You know what? Every single time that we come into the presence of this moment of Real Women, Real Talk, I am never cease to be amazed by the gifts and the talents. And that's why I am so grateful for the producer who has created this wonderful time for women to come together as unalike as we are, as Dr. Maya Angelou always says, but we are all just so, so completely the same. And this morning, I want to talk to those women who are headed into that new season, the new year. Lamia's raising both of her hands.
Get your feet in the air.
Yeah, you know, but I want to talk to my mature sisters in their, you know, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And I asked Lisa, I said, because obviously, Lisa is very, very talented, and she sings, but she doesn't sing all the time. And she had the opportunity to sing publicly just here on Wednesday. And I said, what did that feel like? And you said, what?
It just, you know, it's something I was born with. I at the earliest part of my life, I always thought that I would be famous with my voice. I have just always felt that in my soul, not in a vain sense, but that God just did not give me this to waste. And so as I've gone down this path, I've wondered, is it through real women? You know, over the decades, it's been different projects that I've done. You know, I competed in the Miss Louisiana system. I did things through my church with my kids. I did a solo one time with my daughter. You know,
your daughter sings too?
Well, she didn't sing. She played the bell. I've done all these different things where people have asked me to sing. I do the national anthem. And all I know is every time that God opens that door and puts it in front of me, although I chose a long time ago to be a wife and a mother first and put this blessing on the back burner, it's like he keeps telling me, I'm not done with this
yet. I hadn't forgotten.
I haven't forgotten you do this. Good for you for not letting this blessing blind your responsibilities as a wife and mother. And so, and honestly, it's just getting richer as I get older. And there is something there is something I'm ready to say today on the radio.
I'm ready to hear it.
I have lost track of the weeks.
I love it.
However, Weeza has been smoke-free since about September.
Woohoo!
And a lot of people do not know that I've been a major closet smoker. And
what made this moment, what made this day the day? Because we have talked about this often. And I don't want to mess up my mouth with all this hollering.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make you holler.
But I am so proud of you. What made this day the day?
Well, I've been scared to say it sooner in fear of failing. Bless you, Big D. I've been scared to say it out loud in fear of failing because I hate people who say, oh, I'm doing something, and then you see them doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that I had to get far enough away from it to get strong enough to say, I'm not going there again.
Wow.
And so I did order me a vapor pipe that has a liquid that is completely tobacco free.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do like to smoke when I am having cocktails with friends. It is just the worst thing in the world you can ever touch. So please, if you don't do it, don't do it. But I did like it. And so when I'm having a glass of wine, I needed a backup. I needed a crutch. So I did. I ordered this pipe. And when I first started the journey, I was on that pipe all the time. But now that I'm further into the journey, I don't even know where my pipe is at the house. I need to find it because it's Friday. So if a bottle of wine gets open this weekend, I may say, uh-oh, where's the little pipe?
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's a crutch. And for me, it was always just that hand-to-mouth activity while I'm drinking.
It's that manifestation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, and I know it's just a weakness to just an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought the nicotine gum. I chewed it for just a couple of days to help with the headaches.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, y'all, I mean, when I say I smoked, I maybe, if I was drinking, smoked 2-3, you know, unless, you know, it's like Mardi Gras and we pull a really bad naughty night. And then, you know, you smoke so much that your chest hurts the next
and
day.
And so what made you say, Lisa, you know what, this is it for the cigarettes?
I've been saying it for years. I've quit 1,000 times. The only other 2 times I've quit and been completely successful was when I was pregnant with my kids because it just made the smell made me sick. I could tell I was pregnant because if I smelled cigarette smoke, I would turn inside out. So I never had the problem while I was pregnant, ever, nor would I smoke while I was pregnant. But it was always a social thing for me, and I never did it in my car. I never did it in my house. For the longest time, I never even did it in front of my kids until they busted me and they could smell it on me.
Mm-hmm.
So, they've been on me forever. And my health, I hate the smell. I hate the taste. I bleach my teeth like a crazy woman. There's a movie, I think it's called This Is 40, where the mom is smoking, and my kids, everyone would laugh because that was me, smoking with the gloves that you wash dishes with, and you've got lip balm and breath mints and the little portable toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going through all of these rituals to keep up the most nastiest habit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to hide it from all the right people and scared of what people think. And I'm just now at a point where I don't care what people think.
And how did you get there?
I can't say I have no idea. I've been praying about it for a while. And I've been making a journey here, you know, longer than I realized, you know, because when we had that first conversation, when I was sitting on the side of my tub and we were on the telephone and you were like, you just need to sit still in this and you need to be praying. And I'm like, yeah, I hear you, but That's not how Weeza priced. So thanks a lot, Carlette, for your advice. And talk to you later. You know, it's, but that I know was my turning point in this whole journey, and that I can recognize. I'm sure he's been poking at me for quite some time, and I just was ignoring him because it's Weeza's way or the highway.
Absolutely. And for you, Miss Lamia, in this new season, lots of changes.
Definitely.
I see it, but I see a peace over you that I haven't seen in a while. What's that about?
You know what? I am, I'm not going to say that I'm just blown away happy, but I am. I am like at peace with the decisions that I made in my life and moving forward. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, I'm opening my own business. This coming up, this is going to be my season in January and getting everything.
Absolutely.
And making a lot of big major changes and stepping out on faith and just saying.
And what does that feel like? What does that feel like? Major changes, especially because let me share with you. I don't know if you guys heard Erin Cox or not. She is the author of One Hot Mama, and she's also a writer for the Huffington Post. And she was on with us on Tuesday, as a matter of fact. And she talked about her life. She was, or is, an environmental engineer, had gone to school for many, many years. Had a great job and decided, and when we saw her story, we said, this is a story that we really have to bring to the OPT network. And women, all too often, we get caught up in our titles. I am an environmental engineer. You know, I am the boss. And she said, but there was this burning, sort of like what we all have had or what we're all having, to do something else, to write a book. But she had never written a book, so she put it out there in the universe, and then this writing seminar comes up. Well, it's going to be on a cruise, and her husband goes, well, you know, you're quitting your job, we cannot afford this. Well, she says that she got a check right before it was time for the cruise from the hospital where she had had her baby. Well, the prelude to all of this is that she had lost a child. She had a tumor, she lost her baby, and it really sent her into meditation and prayer, into being and finding where she was and what God really had for her to do. And I think that that's why this conversation is so critically important this morning, because I believe that all of us are really on a journey. And so, long story short, everything lined up. She got the exact almost amount that she needed to go on this cruise. And on the cruise, the person who won the contest for their proposal would get a book deal. Well, she ended up getting a book deal with Hay House. Long story short, her book is published. It's gone nationwide. The book is called One Hot Mama, but it's how one mother
transforms
the balance of being a mom, like what you said, Lisa, having a job, having a title, but really transforming into that thing that she knows that God was calling her to do. And that thing is to really help women on their mission. You know, she said, you know, even though I was an environmental engineer, I knew how to write proposals. I knew how to make things happen. I knew how to make presentations. And so, long story short, I ask her the same question that I'll ask you and all of those women who are listening. What does it feel like when you get ready to make that decision to step out of the safety of your job and your title at some point and step into really what could be the abyss?
You know what? It's really... To me, I'm so happy because it feels like you're nervous and you're happy at the same time. You're kind of like, is this for me? Is this for me? And then you're like, yeah, it's for me. I'm claiming it and I'm going to do well at it. So you get this positive light. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel, finally. Because if you worked for someone else and I loved what I did, you know, it was stressful. But now it's like I can take my talents that God's given me and the people that God has surrounded me with.
Like LeBron James said, I'm taking my talent to South Beach.
Yeah. You know, I'm taking my talent to solo productions now, you know.
Well, and you know, the weird thing for me is that, like I said, I have felt, I mean, from some of my earliest memories, standing in front of my mirror in my bedroom with a brush singing into it, I have always known that I was supposed to be famous and my voice was supposed to be heard. I've just, I've like this burning gut sensation, but I've never understood. I thought I had failed because I wasn't, you know, 17 discovered as a Disney starlet or, you know, whatever. But there's been all these little, I'm not going to say weird, I'm going to say amazing opening of doors, you know, through our relationship. I started getting more into my, I guess you could say, my frame of mind with my relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And although I was raised Catholic, I've always been Christian, and I've known He was my Savior. But to get out of His way and let Him mm-hmm. lead your day, which is a statement mm-hmm. you made to mm-hmm. me, I implemented that. And so when I started my insurance company and I was making the journey, and the insurance company is doing so well. Again, everything I'm touching just
amazing.
Seems to be blooming.
Amazing.
But when I was
but
making
God.
These Facebook posts, which I know a lot of people say the Facebook is the devil. For me, it has been my salvation, because mm-hmm. all of the people I've surrounded myself with are posting testimony and scripture and devotion. And so a friend of mine, Belle Shatland, mm-hmm. saw some of my posts. Now, she was an associate of mine. We've had children in school together for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and we've known each other through PTA. She saw some of my posts in the direction I was going mm-hmm. with my, I guess, frame of mind, and she sent me an invitation to the Christian Women's Luncheon mm-hmm. I've started joining, and that's where the music really started to kind of open back up on a more regular occurrence. Mm-hmm. I've sang a couple of times, Neil,
mm-hmm.
but I went into this luncheon. This is what's funny. You know, I was in the earlier stages of, you know, my frame of mind changing, I guess, letting the Lord have the control and not mm-hmm. me. And I went to this luncheon. I got the invitation from Belle, and I'm like, oh, yeah. They told us to vertically market ourselves. I'm going to go into this luncheon, and I'm going to sell insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I got into this luncheon, and it was so funny. I sat down, and I listened to this woman's testimony, because that's part mm-hmm. of the luncheon. You hear these incredible testimonies from women who are struggling, just like all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the Lord was sitting there laughing and had thumped me right between the eyes. Yeah, you came to sell your insurance. Uh-huh. Enjoy yourself. It was just amazing. Now, there have been some insurance opportunities open
mm-hmm.
through the communications I've made by attending these different events. But it's the journey that I have mm-hmm. made with these women. They're my sisters now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the safety that you feel among when you start sharing the word
mm-hmm.
openly and comfortably with women that you mm-hmm. surround yourself with, you build this vessel of strength that is just overwhelming. And so for women who are listening to us, if you are feeling timid or insecure or scared,
mm-hmm.
you need to put women in your life that you can share the word with, and it is going to change your soul from the inside out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, everybody, let me do this. Let me get a quick break here. This segment is sponsored by Legacy Floral Designs. Hey, for the finest floral arrangements for any and all occasion, Legacy Floral Designs is where you can start. 2975 Pineville Highway, Pineville Highway 28 East, or phone 318-321-1991. Also, Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, get to a better state with State Farm agent Rosa Fields. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, Amerigroup, don't forget, providing real healthcare solutions for you and your family. And for those people who just need a little help, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. And don't forget about Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging, Foster Grandparent Program. You can share today and shape tomorrow. And here's the number, 318-484-2260. Hey, everybody, it's 12 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 12 minutes after 9 Eastern. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and your On Point. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper 3rd, next door to Rapides Regional, and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing at Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup. Real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It's 22 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9:22 a.m. Eastern, and I'm going to tell you one thing. It feels good Friday. It's 11 days, y'all. 15 hours, 37 minutes, and 19 seconds until Christmas. This morning, we're joined by our regular contributors, Miss Lisa Campo and Miss Lamia Solomon, and the conversation is always very, very rich and very, very good. And before we went to break, we were just talking about all of these things and how life is changing, the ebbs and flows of life. And during the break, one of the things that we talked about is freeing yourself. And I believe, don't you think that women have issues freeing themselves with the truth?
All the time. I do.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
That, I think that's really fear. Fear of what the outcome would be.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of what other people think. Fear of everything else going around you. And really, God didn't give us that spirit of fear. So why do we have it?
Mm-hmm.
That is just what, Lisa? That's just human nature, I guess.
Is it that need to please?
Or perfection?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the perfect. My mind is hearing the word perfection.
I think our need to portray perfection in such a false image in society. Mm-hmm. People, you know, everyone is struggling. Everyone has faults. Everyone has failed. But what I love about the word failed is it means that you at least try.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And to get up and go try again.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And so, you know, and that's something that my husband has tried to make me understand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so much I have to give a lot of credit to my husband.
Absolutely.
Because I probably sound like a really smart chicken, but actually a lot of it just comes from my husband.
Me too.
So,
me too.
You know,
I'd have to agree with that 100%.
And I think if in anyone in a really strong relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know, he would of course say, no, it's not. I get my strength and my wisdom from you. So
mm-hmm.
I really think we feed well off of one another. But I think we just have this really strong desire. First of all, I know I say this all the time, but media and society and commercials or TV or movies, that darn Victoria's Secrets, people, they need to get some real-looking models.
Those heifers.
They need to eat a cheeseburger
yes.
and get some short people up in there with some brown hair and a big butt.
And some hips and some...
some boobs and some
yeah,
hips.
Yeah, I mean, really.
But, yeah, you know, we look at what society puts in front mm-hmm. of us, and we measure ourselves against it all day
mm-hmm.
long.
Mm-hmm.
Are my teeth white enough? Are my legs long enough? Is my hair long or blonde or whatever color it needs to be in your mind? You know, these unrealistic perfections.
But
that
what I want to get to is that self-truth, though, because we talk about it a lot, and I'm just so proud of you for your self-truth today and how you really get there, how you really just own your own self-truth. Go ahead, Lamia, because you look like you're chomping at the bit.
Well,
you think about it.
The reason I brought to mind today while you were talking, I was talking to one of the guys from SOAR, Sons of Redemption, so mm-hmm. rap group,
okay.
Local rap group or whatnot. And he was at the bank, and I told him, I said, you know what? I said, people need to be comfortable with who they are. And one of the things that we have to look at, when you look at that person next to you and you see maybe that woman in the hoochie mama skirt, or that woman that's probably a drug head, or that woman or that man that's going through something, you could look at them right now and be able to look at them and say they're in transition.
Mm-hmm.
God is working with them. Mm-hmm. That may be your next preacher.
Mm-hmm.
That may be the person that comes and saves you. Everybody is in a transition. So when you look at me and know that I'm in transition.
Mm, I love that.
Every person you see in this world, nobody is perfect, so mm-hmm. we're all in a transition. And that's a truth. You got to accept it. We're not perfect. We're in transition.
Yeah,
and always in transition.
Always.
You know, and one of the things I'm trying to make my daughter understand, and we're all just trying to be calm as we move through this journey and preparing her for college, and I'm crying less about it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like I had to make some changes about myself to prepare myself for so many different things that are coming at me right now. You know, things I won't discuss on the air. However, you know, Craig and I have been through a lot in, mm-hmm. in our journey. And as we prepare for our daughter, you know, one day she wakes up, she wants to do this. The next day she wants to do that. And I'm just like, you know what? It's okay to change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You have not failed. You're constantly evolving and growing. And it's life is part of change. And when
mm-hmm.
I used to be the person that said, oh, I don't like change. It's very upsetting
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if the sun's going to go down and come back up in the morning, you just experience change to
right.
a new day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to happen. But I was raised by people who did not accept change
mm-hmm.
and death. And so, we go and we look at breaking the cycle. And that's
mm-hmm.
one of the things I've really been focusing on. Sometimes we almost feel cursed
mm-hmm.
by our family's baggage and past and our mm-hmm. childhood. And one of the things that I've been learning through my Bible study with my ladies is that you have got to be the one that stands up and says, I'm going to put my foot down. I'm going to stand higher. And I am going to make the change. I'm going to break the cycle of what we call
right.
heritage baggage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Something you've inherited.
Generational
baggage.
Yeah.
And I have made the conscious decision that in my and Craig's journey with our children, I'm going to be the change.
Mm-hmm.
And you know
oh,
what,
I love
Lisa,
that.
While you were sitting there and you were talking about your daughter getting ready for college, that brought me back to a conversation that we had on this panel. I don't think you were there that day, about the mother writing into the college and saying that her daughters
needed to get a husband before they
need to get a husband while they're in college. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to you talk about your daughter, and you're saying she's going through that transition. Could you imagine
having
a parent pushing you need to find your husband?
Yeah,
while you're going through that.
And you know, I'm always scrolling on Facebook because I have so many great things that are posted. One of the things that has been posted to my page this morning is, "Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil doing good." And that's Romans 12:21. And I just, you know, I'm constantly looking, and I don't have to look too far anymore. It's almost like I'm constantly getting breadcrumbs dropped before my eyes. I'm just the right message when I go, wait a minute, and I start doubting or reflecting in a negative way. I feel like the breadcrumbs are just rushing into my vision so quickly now that I know it's blessings.
Absolutely. And I think that when you're open to those crumbs and really, and there shouldn't even be crumbs, they should be meals, you know, that they're there waiting for us to partake. Right. And we have just really been so busy that we haven't sat at the table to partake of the word and what God has. And I think that this morning's conversation is really important to a lot of people. And I've talked about it, I don't know how many times, about seasons, because I am constantly reminded about seasons. I'm reminded every time that we're in the boat at the lake, God reminds me about the seasons and the changes in nature, but also the changes in each of our lives. And Aristotle said something so powerful. He said, "To avoid criticism, do nothing, say nothing, be nothing." Here it is again. To avoid criticism, do nothing, say nothing, be nothing. You can't avoid being criticized. Sometimes you can't avoid the inevitable of maybe not being as successful as you thought it would be, but you will always learn. You will always, if you start out on the journey and you're open to the possibility and you're open to what God has and what he's saying, and Lisa, you said you find it through Facebook and others find it through, you know, other powers greater than themselves. There are messages out there waiting for us, but will we stop long enough to hear what God in the universe is saying? Will we be still long enough? And this is a conversation I was having with a sister friend just yesterday, and she said, especially as controllers, most of us are controllers. Lisa cocked her eye up and to the ceiling. Most of us are controllers. We want what we want, when we want it, how we want
our time, not God's time.
Yeah.
And she said the hardest thing,
it's the worst,
is waiting. And I said to her, I said, sometimes in waiting, God is doing a thing. He's perfecting some things. He's burning some things. He's reworking some things in us that we're not equipped at this stage to deal with. And so that's why it's so critically important. Even though I talk about seasons and I talk about, you know, stepping out of the boat, sometimes in a season, you may just have to be still and hear.
You know, and one of the things I have recognized in the last several weeks is that, you know, everybody knows me, I'm a control freak. And, you know, my good friend Melissa Despino says, you know, Weeze, you like things done just in a certain way. Accused me of barking my orders. But one of the things I do realize is that some of the things that Craig and I have been experiencing is that we kept experiencing pushback and delay in a couple of our experiences that we've been dealing with. And I would just stomp my feet, bang my fist, grit my teeth. God, why are you, you know, what in the, and when it only all came to blossom when I had given him the control. And I know now that I was not ready when I thought this must happen now. I was not ready. It's almost kind of like having a baby. He gives you 9 months for a reason. It's like preparing for your child to go off to college. He gives you that time to
prepare. Those 12 years.
He does. And, you know, I said last night to some girlfriend,
18,
you have seen
18.
The tears that I have fought back talking about this next step to college with her. And you know what? I've finally gotten to a point where I'm like, I think I'm ready to start helping her pack because she's just about to drive me crazy. And I'm laughing about it. But how many tears
That's
have you
good.
Seen me choke back over this topic? And my God, I think I might be ready for my baby to go. In a good way, however, you can only have too many women in a house.
Hello.
Hello.
It's so spoken. That's why I only have one in mind. I love my men. Hey, everybody. It's 8:33 Central Standard, 9:33 Eastern. This segment is sponsored by McDonald's of Alexandria, the heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Listen, if you're looking for a credit union that's dedicated to excellence, well, look no further. The heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, the city of Alexandria's diversity in action, and then get to a better state with your State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish. That's down in the parish. Kyle Wolf and his team, they'll work it out for you. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You're on point. The official OPT Network. I got to get a break, everybody, but we're back right after this. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time just for you and for me to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official
OPT Network.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So
no,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
don't want none of your time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me, hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. The morning is going by too fast. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And you're on point, the official OPT Network. And we're just enjoying.
Rolling. We're just rolling with it.
Just rolling. Rolling. No scrubs.
We're rolling.
Yes. Hey, everybody.
And we done all had we a do few a little Proud Mary.
We do a little Proud Mary. Keep on rolling up in here.
What you say, Lamia?
We didn't had a few.
You didn't have a few scrubs?
What?
So that took you back.
That took me way back. I was thinking, did I? Oh, yeah, I did. Dang.
Well, you have to go through a few scrubs to find your prince.
That's
so,
right.
You know.
Well,
that's
me
right.
And Lisa have been married. I've been married my whole life, so.
Oh, well, I done went through a few scrubs.
I've almost been with Craig prince. As long as I've been alive. We've mm-hmm. been together. It's 23 years this month that we've been together. Now, we've been married we've been married 18, but you know, in this day and age, it's like a record.
Oh, it yeah. is.
And we're never going to see a 50th anniversary. So we're like, okay, if we're at 23 years, maybe we should celebrate if we're at 18 years, maybe we should celebrate like our 30th anniversary as our golden. Because, you know, the golden's going to change because all of us are marrying older. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean? The golden used to be, you know, the 50.
Mm-hmm.
But our grandparents got married when they were like 15. So it was easy to hit the golden. And now it's like, I don't know, we're going to hit the golden, baby. Let's go. Let's do the 30.
I believe that you guys will hit the golden.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't think I'm going to look too hot at our golden. I'd rather do the 30 and us look good in them anniversary pictures than.
Well, guess what? You can just call it whatever you want. You know, you can call it whenever you want to call it.
I know.
Whatever works for you. Uh-huh. You know, I was saying during the break and we were just reminiscing about, you know, life and where we are and this new season, and you guys just look so at peace. And you know, I think it has a lot to do with truth.
It does. Yeah.
Doesn't that truth just set you free?
It do. You know, and it's funny because it's like at one point in time, you feel like you can't breathe.
Mm.
You know, and then it's like, whenever you find your way and whenever, you know, you speak out on things that's going on with you. And this is like, I always say, this is like my therapy session, one of my therapy sessions, you know, you're able to voice your opinion and breathe, and you're able to take the next step and breathe, you know, and it feels good. It feels good.
And for you, Lisa Campo.
You know, I'm listening to y'all talk, and I'm reflecting to a particular situation where I guess it was about this time last year. I literally stood in my living room and I shook my fist at my ceiling and I yelled at the Lord, "Why are you doing this to me? Why are you putting us through this?" And the journey just seemed so deep in the valley. And being on the other side of that journey now, I know that I cried out to the Lord, or I had someone actually tell me, "You cried out to the Lord because you actually had a relationship with Him."
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just, you know, to be able to find the truth, to find yourself on the other side of the journey, and to feel some momentum, some wind in your sails. And
momentum is a word I love.
Yes, to feel that yourself moving forward and positive. You know, you're always going to have these little tidbits of negative all around you, but you got to do the Heisman on all that and just kind of stiff arm them, put them out, keep them out of your sight, because the more you allow yourself to be exposed to, we can't keep ourselves from being exposed to negative, but the more you allow yourself to take that negative in, the further that the devil's going to drag you down.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to really step in it and move forward.
Lamia is raising her hand.
Look, I raised my hand because you know what is so funny? You will be exposed to negative, but as you're right, as long as you do not
get
partake
down in it.
And get down in it, guess what? That negative eventually just blows itself away. It gets and that, I have that all the time. Like, I will put my own self out there and don't care. And because I don't care, nobody else cares.
Well, and what we take in and put out into this world, into our surroundings, I have said this before, we set the beat. He may be the head, but we are the neck that turns that head.
Mm-hmm.
And when the husband and the kids come home, if we're in a bad mood, if we're bogged down and negative, they are going to just do the same. But if we're picking it up, if we've got the positive beat and we're stepping to the right tune, they will follow in suit. I've been listening to different radios and getting my music on, you know, filling my ears with the right words.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband giggled the other day. He says, "I was listening to your little channels earlier, and they said that when a spouse does something so simple as helping around the house, like the laundry or the dishwasher, that is just as much as a blessing as one from God when you bless your spouse with support."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Okay, honey, are you looking for me to give you a little kudos? Good job. Good job. Attaboy. Attaboy."
Remember, we had this conversation.
We did.
Before.
Yeah. But you know what? It's good to be a blessing, especially in this season and in this time. And I think that there are a lot of people that are going through a lot of challenges.
Yes.
And if there's one thing that I could echo this morning, it is simply sometimes to just stop. You know, even though a lot of things have been laying out there and you see a lot of things in your future and you know you have a lot of great gifts, a lot of talents, you're trying to birth them, sometimes you just have to stop, you know, because just because God said to do a thing or He said you would birth a thing, sometimes we just don't understand the time frame of the thing.
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything. And there's nothing worse than birthing a thing too soon.
That's true.
Because it'll die. It won't live
out. It won't, no.
It's just like a baby. The 9 months are there for a reason. The time and the journey that the Lord puts out there is there for a reason. We've got to step away from our need to manifest and self-produce, control a situation, and cram that round circle into that square peg. We are so guilty of that. Wait on the Lord.
And this is what I'm hoping to see in the new season. I'm hoping to see more women living their dreams. I'm hoping to see more people step out and be bold in what God has called them to be, if it is your time, if it is indeed your season, but to really hear from God and know that you know that you know that you know. Because see, when I left my job, I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew. If that makes sense.
I've known. I don't know what I was supposed to do, but when my husband would see me crying and he would say, "What's the matter?" And I would tell him, I don't know what the matter is. All I know is I'm not where I'm supposed to be, period.
And that is powerful. We're going to take a break on that note. It's 8:48 a.m. Central Standard, 9:48 Eastern. You're on point. This is a quick break. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk. And joining the conversation is Miss Tanya Riley, the diva of gospel, making her debut in the Crandall's family reunion. Tanya, good morning. Welcome to Real Women, Real Talk.
Good morning.
Featuring singing sensation Vic Allen as Ronnie Crandall. And our homegirl and friend, Stephanie Butler, is one of the lead actresses in the play. Talk about how you got involved with this movement.
Actually, Savoy Entertainment, Miss Keisha Orfe, we were in here actually interviewing her for Crandall's 2, which was Pearl Gets a J-O-B, which was one of the main characters in the last one when it was at the Coughlin Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. So I just joked around and just was laughing it off. Oh, I'm going to try out. Well, she was dead serious. So I just went.
So what are you thinking? Because have you ever...
DC was going to try out. DC actually was supposed to come try out, Carla.
He didn't let him. He spared us his gifts and his talents in that area. And so, Tanya, what happened for you that you decided, because this is your first play?
This is my first play. I actually was like, okay, I wouldn't mind adding that to my resume. Something, you know, different, new. Always wanted to do a stage play. Just never had a time or the opportunity, and it presented itself, and I went and read for it, and boom, here I am. Now I'm Beverly.
Now you're Beverly.
Yes, and nobody believes that's me on that poster because it doesn't look like me.
And so tell us about Beverly's character.
Beverly's character is the best friend to another main character, which is Geraldine. If you went to the Crandall's 2, everybody remembers Geraldine in the hover round.
Okay.
I call it something else.
Okay.
It's not her hover around.
Okay,
But they ended up being best friends. In the second Crandall's, Beverly was a little reserved a little bit. On this one, she's just cuckoo crazy. They're all, like, cuckoo crazy. You have Pearl. Pearl is, which is Edna Curry. She's back. She was the lead character in the last one, and she's back. And now we're all in the kitchen setting cooking. So it's going to be super-duper comedy. And you have to come see Deacon Jones playing Uncle Vernus. You think this dude is so hilarious. He is so talented, gifted. He knew the lines to the script probably as soon as he got them.
Wow.
You know, because the dude is just awesome. And he's playing Uncle Vernus. He has a little touch of dementia, a little craziness.
And so when you see, when you become a part of this vision, because this morning we're talking about, you know, women seeing their vision. And and I'm sure for Keisha, this is
a vision.
A vision for her. What does that feel like?
It feels great to be a part of a vision. She's trying to go ahead and complete something that is for her mother who is deceased. And she decided to go ahead and just take the reins and just go forward with a vision. Obstacles come in the way all the time. You know, the enemy always got to throw a wrench into the plan.
Of course,
you know?
It wouldn't be if it wouldn't be
bad. But she sees it as, okay, God gave me this talent because mm-hmm. the girl is talented. She wrote, actually, this play was not supposed to be going on this fast. Mm-hmm. She actually literally just wrote this play.
The posters look amazing.
And her vision, she decided to go ahead and continue with it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we women have to do. And we have to support each other mm-hmm. for that vision
okay,
to keep
and
going
so,
forward.
And what's the key to that? Because we've been talking about it on Real Women, Real Talk. My jaw opened real wide on that one. And Risa Bowie said it best. And Risa, I love it. And it has stayed in my heart, the sting. At first we said, is it hating when we don't help each other? But then we said, Risa said, no, it's not hating. It's the sting of seeing someone else living their dream, seeing their passion realized. Because we were actually talking mm-hmm. about Octavia's new song, God Will Deliver. And the sting of someone else saying, you know what? It was my turn.
Yeah.
How do we support each other in the sting? And can we be honest about the sting?
Well, that's the first thing you have to do is be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay in Tonya Riley mode. I don't want to go in Beverly mode because I was going to say, pull out your haterade. Pull it out. But, you know.
Pull it out.
Pull it out. Pull out the haterade. You know, but
we have talked about this.
But isn't that easier said than done, though?
It is. And what is happening when we find ourselves in that situation, and it happens moment to moment. We're walking through Walmart or the grocery store. We're at school, our kids' school, and we find ourselves having that hate go on. And what it is when we see other people's success,
uh-huh.
for some reason we are blinded mm-hmm. by an insecurity of our own failures. Oh, it should have been for me. It's
right.
my turn. But again, it goes back to what we've been saying all this time. You have to wait on the Lord's time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was her time. And if you can't give an atta girl to her,
mm-hmm.
then you have just put yourself at the back of the line. I feel like every mm-hmm. time we begrudge someone of a atta girl,
uh-huh.
God goes, oh, go to the back of
go
the line, you just cut.
Go sit down.
Give
right?
it up, and you will see
down.
It come.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you will blossom. I'm the pot calling the kettle black mm-hmm. because I have done it.
I think we all have.
We have all done it. But I have seen, and now on this side of the journey where I am putting my foot down, and I'm not going to let the devil send mm-hmm. me to the back of the line because mm-hmm. I was like, it should have been for me.
And you know what? And this is why I think even though I don't know Keisha personally, but this is why we want to celebrate you, Keisha. If you're listening, we want to celebrate your play and mm-hmm. what you're doing, Savoy Entertainment, because you know what? There are just not enough of us celebrating each other.
That's the key word, celebrating each other.
Mm-hmm.
Loving yourself,
mm-hmm.
because when you start loving yourself, you can go ahead and love others,
mm-hmm.
and you can go ahead and be there for others, and you can go ahead and support others and their dream and their vision,
mm-hmm.
because when you're supporting that dream and that vision, it just helps yours come to fruition just that fast.
But you know what it is? And we wouldn't have really known about the play, Tonya, had it not been for you. But once you found out, once we found out about it, DC did, you know, we want to celebrate it. But you know what? We talk about loving each other and loving ourselves. It starts with self-love. And most of us really don't understand
mm-hmm.
how to first love ourselves. We
yeah.
really don't. We mm-hmm. talk about it. And we say it, and I hear people say all the time, oh, I'm loving me, I'm loving all of me, I'm loving my bigness, I'm loving my loudness, I'm loving my boldness. But really,
mm-mm.
I don't think we're really, truly, if you're honest, I don't think we're loving ourselves enough. Because if we were truly in love with ourselves, truly, 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 we wouldn't have a problem celebrating each other.
Mm-mm. I agree with you.
You know, we wouldn't. I mean, we celebrate Keisha this morning and her play and her work and what
mm-hmm.
she's doing. And we just believe, God, that it'll be a success.
We're
and
gonna
that,
be there.
And we're going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
And
I see Steph. You know, Steph's our classmate.
Stephanie is our classmate. And I asked Stephanie, too. I said, how did you get involved with it? And she said, you know what? When I met Keisha, she was just brilliant. Was that mm-hmm. the effect that she
That's
had on you?
That's the effect that she had on me because I saw her vision and I saw her
wow.
mind.
Wow, you saw her vision.
I saw her vision. And I thought, I want to help. And I told her before I even tried out, well, let me know what I can do to help your vision.
Wow, I love that.
Because I want to see this vision go forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I have my own business. And I want someone to step forward and say, hey, I want to see your vision
mm-hmm.
go forward. And my company is about loving yourself, embracing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we're not even saying loving yourself because we can sit here and shout that all day.
Mm-hmm.
Our logo is embrace your imperfections.
Mm-hmm.
So embrace yourself
mm-hmm.
besides just loving it, because you're just going to say, I just love myself. Mm-hmm. Embrace yourself mm-hmm. and everything about you, mm-hmm. the right, the wrong, the imperfections, mm-hmm. the perfections, embrace it all. Mm-hmm. So that way you can go forward and be a blessing to someone
And don't
else.
You think that's a process, though? Because yeah. I was in the mirror this morning naked, and I'm like, wow. Just trying to embrace.
Wow.
You have your mirrors on.
Which I did.
Oh, God, looking at your parts and pieces. Oh, you're not a chicken.
All my imperfections, I was like, Lord.
Wow.
I'm getting old. See?
Let me tell you something. I was in my mirror last week.
I ran
into the living room, and I told my husband, someone has slapped the behind of a 40-year-old woman on me. You better find out who has done this.
I told y'all about that mirror.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, you did. Didn't I tell you? That mirror's
you know
a
what
beast.
I was thinking? You know what I was I'm thinking? I said, what in the hell?
Oh.
And we have been working on this, y'all, for a long, long time, and it's gonna come to fruition. I said, what in the hell is Jada Pinkett Smith doing for her assets?
I know.
How does her booty look so good?
Well, all I know is the workout room has done gotten turned up to high at the Campo Casa, because ever since I saw that 40-year-old woman's butt in my mirror, I've been getting it out on a treadmill.
I know it. Me too. Hey, Tanya, thanks so much. Hey, everybody,
don't forget
about the Crandall's family reunion featuring sensation Vic Allen as Ronnie Crandall, our homegirl Stephanie Pearson Butler. It's going to be at Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium this Saturday. That's tomorrow night, mm-hmm. 5:00 p.m. Keisha.
Yeah. The studio, we still have tickets here till 5:00.
Okay, good.
And
what's Keisha's last name?
Orfe.
Keisha Orfe.